The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. You are now listening to Dear My Anxiety. I'm your host, Ebony Garza, a series based on my journey with anxiety and all the things I have encountered along the way. From advice to social media, I cover it all. Welcome back to my show, everybody. Today we're going to talk about something that might be a little controversial, but it's important to me that I touch on it because this is something that is widely known to be used with anxiety symptoms, which is marijuana. So if you live with anxiety, you've probably come across some of the many claims surrounding the use of weed for anxiety symptoms. Plenty of people consider marijuana helpful for anxiety. A 2017 national survey of more than 9,000 Americans found that 81% believed marijuana had one or more health benefits, and nearly half of these respondents listed anxiety, stress, and depression relief as one of these potential benefits. But there also seems to be just as many people who say marijuana makes their anxiety worse. So we're going to get into what the truth is and whether weed is good or bad for anxiety. And I've rounded up the research that I've come across and some therapist advice online. So let's get to some answers. But before we get into the in and outs of marijuana and anxiety, it's important to understand marijuana contains two main active ingredients, which is THC and CBD. And I'm going to talk about CBD in my next segment, so let's focus on the THC. In a nutshell, THC is a psychoactive compound responsible for the high associated with marijuana. So let's talk about how it can help. There's no question that many people use marijuana for anxiety. Sarah Peace, who is a licensed counselor in Olympia, Washington, says that many of her clients reported using cannabis, including THC, CBD, or both, to reduce anxiety. So some commonly reported benefits of marijuana use include an increased sense of calmness, improved relaxation, and better sleep. Peace also says her clients have reported these benefits along with others, including greater peace of mind and reduction in symptoms they used to find unbearable. So Peace explains her clients have reported that marijuana in particular helps relieve symptoms of agoraphobia, social anxiety, PTSD, including flashbacks or trauma responses, panic disorder, phobias, and sleep disruptions related to anxiety. So what Peace sees in her practice is pretty on point with most of the existing research surrounded by marijuana and anxiety. It's not a full cure, though. Instead, most people report it helps reduce their overall distress. Peace says, for example, someone might only have one panic attack a day instead of several, or maybe they can go grocery shopping with high but manageable levels of anxiety when before they couldn't even leave the house. So now let's talk about the other side of this, how it can hurt. While marijuana appears to help some people with anxiety, it has the opposite effect for others. Some simply don't notice any effect, while others experience worsening symptoms. So what's behind this discrepancy? THC is a psychoactive compound in marijuana. It seems to be the bigger factor. High levels of THC have been associated with increased anxiety symptoms, such as increased heart rate and racing thoughts. In addition, marijuana doesn't appear to offer the same long-term effects as other anxiety treatments, including psychotherapy or medication. Using weed may offer some much-needed temporary relief, but it's not a long-term treatment option. Peace also says, I think like any medicine, cannabis can provide support, but without lifestyle changes or internal work on mental health. If your stressors or anxiety triggers remain, your anxiety will likely remain in some form. So some other things to consider: while weed might be the way to avoid the potential side effects associated with prescription medication, there are still some downsides that it's important to remember. These include increased heart rate, sweatiness, racing or looping thoughts, problems with concentration or short-term memory, irritability or other mood changes, paranoia, confusion, decreased motivation, or difficulty sleeping. Now, I also want to add that weed is also known, I don't think there's much research on this, but this is something that I came across while doing my own research. A lot of people have claimed that while high, they get panic attacks. And this probably has something to do with the increased heart rate. Once your heart starts racing, you start to panic yourself. So that's another thing to consider. Also, the general smoking risks that come in hand with marijuana use. So like I said, for this segment, we're going to talk about CBD and anxiety. Now, I'm only going to focus on oils for now. I know there are many different ways to use it or consume, but CBD is a type of cannabinoid, which is a chemical found naturally in cannabis plants, whether it's hemp or marijuana. And early research is pretty promising regarding the ability of CBD oil to help relieve anxiety. And unlike THC, CBD doesn't have any feelings of intoxication or that high you may associate with cannabis. So CBD is thought to interact with the CB1 and CB2 receptors in your brain. Now, these receptors are mostly found in the central nervous system and the peripheral nervous system. But the exact way CBD affects these receptors in the brain isn't fully understood. However, it's believed to have an effect on serotonin signals. Now, low serotonin levels are commonly associated with people who have depression, and in some cases, not having enough serotonin may also cause anxiety. So there are conventional treatments and alternatives. However, some people with anxiety may be able to manage their condition with CBD. However, you should talk to your doctor before making any changes to your treatment plan. I just want to reiterate and stress that I am not a doctor. Make sure you consult your doctor before making any changes, as I said. So, for generalized anxiety disorder, the National Institute on Drug Abuse says that CBD has been shown to reduce stress in animals such as rats. Study subjects were observed as having lower behavioral signals of anxiety, and their physiological symptoms of anxiety, such as increased heart rate, also improved. But more research needs to be done specifically on humans who have generalized anxiety disorder. So for other forms of anxiety, CBD may also benefit people with other forms of anxiety, such as social anxiety disorder and post-traumatic stress disorder. It can also help treat anxiety-induced insomnia as well. Now, I want to share a personal experience. My partner has pretty bad social anxiety, and he had an interview for work, and a friend of mine actually gave me some CBD oil, and she was like, try this. You know, it works really good with my social anxiety. And so I gave it to him. I told him to try it, and he did. He went to his interview and he said that he did so well. He was able to make eye contact the whole time. He didn't panic when he was asked questions. So while this is just a personal experience, I thought it was something relevant, you know, that I should share. So in 2011, a study researched CBD's effects on people with SAD, and participants were given an oral dose of 400 milligrams of CBD or a placebo, and those who received CBD experienced overall reduced anxiety levels. Multiple recent studies have shown that CBD can help with PTSD symptoms, such as having nightmares and replaying negative memories. These studies have looked at CBD as both a standalone PTSD treatment as well as a supplement to traditional treatments like medication or cognitive behavioral therapy. For other neurological disorders, CBD has also been studied with these disorders. In 2017, a literature review on CBD and psychiatric disorders concluded that there isn't enough evidence to rule out CBD as an effective treatment for depression. However, the authors did find some evidence that CBD could help with anxiety disorders. The studies were uncontrolled, though, so this isn't 100% reliable, but it's just some evidence that was found. And this means that participants weren't compared to a separate group or a control group that might have received a different treatment or no treatment at all. So based on their review, more human tests are needed to understand how CBD works, what ideal dosages should be, and if there are any potential side effects or hazards to using CBD. Now, as far as dosages and CBD side effects, if you're interested in trying CBD oil for your anxiety, talk to your doctor about dosages, and that's all I'm going to say on that. They will be able to help you and figure out a starting dose that might be right for you, because everyone is different. So CBD side effects may include diarrhea, fatigue, changes in appetite, and changes in weight. CBD may also interact with other medications or dietary supplements that you're taking. Exercise particular caution if you take medications such as blood thinners that come along with the grapefruit warning. CBD and grapefruit both interact with enzymes that are important to drug metabolism. So some withdrawal symptoms of CBD include irritability, dizziness, nausea, and fogginess. So before you make any changes or decide to use CBD, like I said, talk to your doctor first. This is in no way medical advice. It's just something that I came across that I wanted to share. For this last segment, I'm not going to talk about anything super specific, but there are some things that I want to remind everyone. Talk to your doctor. Most importantly and firstly, talk to your doctor before you make any changes to your anxiety treatment plan, or whether you want to try marijuana or CBD for your anxiety. Talk to your doctor first. I am not a doctor. I'm not giving medical advice. This is just something that I experienced and came across on my journey and trying to understand my anxiety. And I thought I should share, because these are things that are widely talked about with anxiety. And I know, you know, just from my personal experience, I've heard about weed and CBD a lot with anxiety. Most of it helpful, but not all. So just because, you know, I shared a success story doesn't mean it's going to work for everyone. Everyone is different. And I also just want to remind everyone that weed is legal now, so I'm not promoting the use of illegal drugs on my story, nor am I saying to go use this. Like I said, it's just something I thought I should share. So again, take care of yourself, talk to your doctor, and we'll see you next time.